USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar suggesting that racism may be the reason she's been removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Minnesota Democrat was asked if she was accusing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of racism.
I'm not making any accusations. I'm just laying out the facts. You remember Marjorie Taylor Greene coming to Congress after Rashida and I got sworn in and saying Muslims are infiltrating Congress. You remember Boebert saying that I was a terrorist. What did McCarthy do? He said she apologized and we don't have to worry about her Islamophobia.
Omar said there are some members of the GOP that don't believe a Muslim should serve on that committee or in Congress at all. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the beating death of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police was racially motivated, even though all the officers involved were also black.
It is not the race of the police officer that is the determining factor, but it is the race of the citizen.
Speaking on ABC's This Week this morning, Crump went on to say that the main issue was the institutionalized police culture of using excessive force against people of color. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama calling for police reform following the release of that video. The Obamas tweeted that the vicious, unjustified beating of Nichols was just the latest painful reminder of how far the country still has to go to fix how the streets are policed. An Arctic blast making its way across the Midwest and Plain States.
It would be the coldest weather since Christmas for this region, with locations from eastern Montana to northern Minnesota likely remaining below zero for highs through Monday, maybe even into Tuesday. Wind chills could reach 40 below at times for these areas. Highs in the 0 to 10 degree range. I'm Corey Myers.
And the Powerball jackpot, now worth $613 million. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Los Angeles police detectives are still trying to identify a suspect following Saturday morning's deadly shooting at a home near Beverly Hills. Police found three people dead at the scene, four others wounded, two of them critically. There has been no word on a possible motive, but police have said they don't believe the general public is in danger. More young adults are experiencing heart attacks, and a recent study points to COVID-19 as a possible reason. Researchers at the Schmidt Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center say that while heart attacks have been on the rise for all age groups since the start of the pandemic, those between 25 and 54 saw the largest increase at nearly 30%. Researchers do say, however, there are other factors at play, like pre-existing conditions, job loss, financial pressures, and social anxiety that many may have experienced as a result of COVID. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin speaking on camera for the first time since his on-field cardiac arrest.
The defensive player told his 1.8 million followers in a video on Instagram Saturday that his health scare has taken on a larger meaning.
What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel, is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world.
Now he plans to pay it forward.
And now I'm able to give it back to kids and communities all across the world who need it the most.
Hamlin praised his medical staff and all the kindness he's received from fans. I'm Jerry Barmash.
And Novak Djokovic, the winner of this year's Australian Open. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.